indicate a sharp decline immediately after your law and order speech last winter.
All right, all right. Now, let's see if we can come up with some ideas here. First, how do we retrieve the lost black vote?
Gil, why don't we accuse the CIA of a racially discriminatory hiring policy? They have no Negroes, except on a menial level, you know.
Certain, Belinda. I mean, that may be it.
I'm positive, but I'll check it out with our man over at personnel.
Good.
Whoever they select will be the best known spy since 007.
And now stand. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do hereby swear to uphold the laws of the United States of America.
To uphold the laws of the United States of America.
And those laws governing the Central Intelligence Agency.
What do you see in this ink blot?
I see a man. If I were undercover as a political or economic officer in an embassy and I was questioned about racism in the United States, I'd point out that they also have racial and religious troubles, that a thing like that isn't resolved overnight, and that our country is firmly behind racial progress and great strides are being made.
And so on behalf of the director of our agency, I'd like to offer congratulations on completing our tough preliminary training course. After weeks of physical and psychological testing, you 10 men have survived the more than 40 already sworn in, who in turn were selected from a careful screening and security check of hundreds. You men, therefore, represent the best of your race. The survivors of our regular training course to begin tomorrow will be the first of your race to join the finest intelligence and espionage fraternity in the history of mankind. I must emphasize, however, that you are by no means agents as yet. Now, the selecting out process continues right up until graduation day. So, keep on your toes, keep your noses clean, and I hope to congratulate you on joining the team at the end of the training course. Thank you.
Well, ain't it groovy to be a spy?
Right on.
Really? We the first spooks to be spooks for the CIA.
Hey, man, you know how much this scotch costs in the commissary? $3. Shiv ass
Regal.
Yeah, it's cheaper overseas, man.
Yeah, and rent-free housing overseas, too.
Hey, you went to Fisk, didn't you?
I'm from Howard.
Say, you a frat man?
No, man. Alpha.
No kidding, baby. So am I. Come on. Okay. Hey, let's get it over there.
Say, didn't we meet last year at the Penn Relays?
Wow, man, yeah. At that party at the motel.
We got it made now.
Yeah, but don't forget what Carstairs said. Dig, they can still flunk us out.
Yeah, I don't think Carstairs would be uptight if we all flunked out. And you know that PT instructor Calhoun hates us.
Mm. Hey, man, it doesn't matter how they feel. You know, the word is integration from the top. Now, some of us have got to make it, and we're it. You just have to understand the theory of tokenism. Look, they grade on a curve. None of us get too eager. Gentlemen see for everybody, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey,
black,
you got a problem.
More seconds. As you can see, gentlemen, there is one quick way to fail this course.
Then we take the two wires, we place them here, and we crimp them together, making the connection positive. We take the switch then, and we throw it.
All right. We'll operate the ignition by remote control.
Always use those materials which are easily accessible to any citizen of the country in which you are operating. Okay.
Before this experiment and integration ends?
There are only six left in the group, General.
And?
The top-ranking man academically will fail the physical requirements. He's no athlete. Another figures to flunk this week's exam, but one might make it.
You assured me 2 weeks ago no one would survive.
Somehow I forgot Freeman even existed. He has a way of fading into the background. But he's been among the top three in academics and first in athletic training.
Yes, they do make good athletes. Which one is he?
That one.
Come in.
Hey, Freeman.
Hey.
Come on in. Listen, we're going into Washington. You want to come along with us?
No, got some studying to do.
They've been letting us in town for a month now, man, and you ain't been out of here yet. We're nuts in here.
Well, maybe next time.
Maybe I could cool it.
Cool it?
Mm-hmm. Cool it. If you weren't so eager to please the white man and send the grading curve up, there'd be three times as many of us here now. What kind of Tom are you, anyway?
Same as you, I guess. Except that I don't try to have it both ways. And you better watch what you say about white folks. Behind their back, this place could be bugged.
Are you calling me a Tom, man?
Well, none of us would pick for our militancy now, will we? Now, why don't you go away and let me alone?
Why don't you join the team, man?
Team? Man, I'm not playing any games.
Man, you just don't belong. I think you'd be happier with a mop in your hands.
Like your mama.
Let's step outside now.
No. You don't want to step outside with me. Because, baby, I would kick your ass.
Come on, man. Come on. No, come on. No, wait a minute, man. No, wait a minute. This fool is crazy, man. Come on. Come on.
Glasgow, I see. And would you give the young lady down the end of the bar whatever she's drinking?
Yes.
This is from the fellow at the end of the bar.
You looking for some action?
Yeah. How much?
15 and 5. 5 at the hotel.
Yeah. And all night?
Not on Saturday, baby.
You remind me of someone.
Oh, really?
Who? A queen.
Look, baby, all you got to do is give me my bread. You don't have to talk no trash.
No, really.
What kind of queen?
Queen from Dahomey.
Dahomey? What the hell is Dahomey?
Dahomey was a great nation in Africa.
Africa?
No, really. I've got a book with a picture of you. Look just like her. I'll give you the book.
Sure.
No. You two could be twins, except that she, wore her hair different.
How?
It was kind of like natural, you know, the way it grew.
You
look good like that.
Look, honey, if you're a hairdresser, maybe I can get you a boy.
No. You'll do.
Good. Then why don't you just be a trick and stop talking all that shit about queens and kinky hair.
Okay. Listen, can I get you another drink?
Mm-hmm. You really got a book with a picture in it that looked like me?
I'll bring you the book.
When?
The next time I see you.
Mate. Mr. Freeman, you will stay for additional instruction. Mr. Freeman, I don't think you people belong in our outfit. I don't have anything against the rest of the group. They just don't measure up. But you, I don't like.
I don't understand, sir.
Well, I don't like your phony humility, and I don't like your style. Now, this is a team for men. Not misplaced cotton pickers.
Yes, sir.
Stow the Yazabas. It doesn't work on me. I'll give you a chance. Just go up to the office and resign. Otherwise, we fight. Now, your black belt matches my own, so you won't be able to whine brutality, equal opportunity. You people claim you want. Mr. Su, Shinban.
No. There ain't no rest for the weary.
Son, are you all right?
Hey, baby, don't look so sad. Be back in a month.
Well, at least we won't have to stay in a hotel. They let us start commuting in 2 weeks, and I'm gonna get us a pad.
You know, I don't mind this place too much. It kind of reminds me of that hotel off campus.
Well, listen, what would happen to the Cook County Department of Welfare if the star caseworker miss work tomorrow?
Casework supervisor, honey.
Okay, Miss McTemple. What would happen?
You play hooky?
Yeah. I found a beautiful restaurant last week.
Do they have shark's fin soup?
No, it's a West Indian restaurant.
Oh, shark's fin soup with peas and rice, huh?
Yes.
Hope they stay open late.
They've all been eliminated except Freeman, sir.
Will he make it?
I think so. He has written an oral finals this week.
Security?
Checks out so far. Routine security checks in the training barracks and checks on his activities in Washington. Of course, he's only been allowed out of the training area for the last 2 months.
Anything suspicious?
No, sir. He checked into a colored hotel, spent his weekends in the ghetto, mostly on U Street.
That's pretty tough territory.
Yes, sir, but he seems at home there. He grew up in a neighborhood much like it in Chicago.
How did he get through college?
Athletic scholarship.
That figures. Also explains the Calhoun incident.
Sir, in fairness to Calhoun, Freeman's been studying judo privately for years.
Politics?
Apolitical. He was involved in civil rights activity as a student, but nothing pink or radical.
Men or women?
Women. No hint of homosexuality. Developed a liaison with a prostitute on U Street. Also has a girlfriend in Chicago. Apparently he's known her since they were college students.
When will you run a final 6-9 security check?
It's already in progress. It should be finished in a few days.
Run up a dossier on this whore and give it to me. Leave Freeman's file. Curious security is in.
Yes, sir.
Figured out something for him to do?
Yes, sir.
Well, like it or not, looks as if we're integrated.
You know if he takes any dope? Heroin, LSD, marijuana, pill?
No. He don't even smoke. He ain't no junkie, baby.
Does he have a tendency to boast? Brag about himself?
He don't talk about himself at all. Most regular tricks want to tell you the story of their whole lives.
Does he gamble?
If he do, I don't know about it. Took him to a joint one night. Craps, poker. If he get in, I get a cut. But he just stand around and look.
What'd you say? He's violent?
uncontrollable temper.
Temper? No. He'll never lose his cool. But people don't give him no shit.
Huh? How do you mean?
He's one of them quiet kind of cats that people just don't mess with. Like that time I was telling you about. The cat that owned it owed me some bread. Started to get off the wall about it. Then he checked out Freeman. Just standing there, quiet, digging the action. And the cat, bad, make two of Freeman. Check out Freeman. Look at me. Give me my bread. Thought about that night. He ain't my man or nothing like that, but I know that if I got in trouble, he'd be in it. I think he'd be real bad once he get going, too.
What about his sexual habits?
Huh?
You think he might be homosexual?
No. You're wasting your time now.
What is the guiding principle of an underground guerrilla army?
To live off the country. To rely on nothing in the way of logistics or supplies which cannot be obtained easily and simply, whether legally or illegally.
What happens in an underground organization when the first or second in command are killed or captured?
Each man is trained to handle positions three steps ahead of him in grade. The operations officer takes over, and the others move up two grades.
It's fine. That concludes our oral examination, and let me congratulate you on being the first Negro officer in the Central Intelligence Agency. We've programmed your aptitudes into our computer personnel system. You're to be our new top secret reproduction center section chief.
Hey.
Oh. Hi, Doris. What brings you all the way down here to the third sub-basement?
The general needs someone to give a guided tour for a bunch of senators. You think you can handle it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I can handle it.
Good. Senators are in the general's office now. Okay. Freeman, you don't like me, do you?
What makes you say that?
You never seem very friendly when you bring top secret documents to the office. Sometimes it seems like you don't even know I'm around.
Oh, it's just that I'm preoccupied with my duties. I just want to make good here, that's all.
You're very ambitious, aren't you?
Yeah. I want to be the best reproduction section chief they've ever had.
But you are. Everyone says you're doing much better than expected.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Well, gentlemen, our Mr. Freeman. He'll conduct your tour. Senator Barton, Senator Chambers, Senator Wilson.
Freeman? How do you do? Right this way, gentlemen.
General, I'm delighted. A member of your personal staff already. Now, that's integration in action. You know, that's not a bad idea. Put him on my personal staff. If he doesn't bungle this tour, we'll keep him up here.
Yes, sir. We can put him out in reception. All our visitors could see we're integrated.
Not coming back to Washington anymore, Dan. I'm getting married.
The doctor or a lawyer?
The doctor.
He seems like a nice cat.
Sorry, but I'm not getting any younger.
And I'm not in your bag, right? I always knew it had to happen someday. It's all right, baby. Baby. Joy, let's say goodbye right.
Dan, I am certainly pleased with the way you fitted into the agency. How long have you been with us now?
A bit more than 5 years, sir.
And you've done well. You're a credit to your race.
Thank you, sir.
Hard work, Dan. No shortcuts. Other minorities have pulled themselves up by the bootstraps.
Yes, sir.
You're a perfect example, Dan. Fine, natural athlete. Well, no denying your people are great in sports.
Well, thank you, sir, but we still have a long way to go.
Right. There's still a cultural gap to be closed. It's a question of evolution. Of course, it'll take generations. In the meantime, you people must earn respect by serving the country. Freeman, you people must serve.
General, I want to serve.
I don't understand.
Your comments last Friday afternoon convinced me I can make a real contribution.
So I'm going back to Chicago and work with my people and show them the way.
Now, don't be hasty, Freeman. Perhaps you should think this thing over. After all, you do set an example for your people to follow.
Well, I realize that, General, and I have thought about it. But I've decided to take this position with the Social Service Foundation and help my people help themselves. Use what I've learned here.
Well, we'll be sorry to see you go, Dan. Take all the time you need to phase out here. Be sure to let us know how things are going in Chicago.
All right, sir, I will.
Carstairs, bring in Freeman's file. Freeman's leaving us for a do-gooder outfit in Chicago.
More money?
What else? Check out this foundation he's to work for. Saturation and depth security check.
And Freeman?
He's safe enough. A routine surveillance if the foundation is clean. Phone tap, random and regular checks on his activities and associates.
I'll tell Alex the Chicago office today.
Dan, we really got our work cut out for from the fairest young dudes in Chicago, if not the country, operating right here in our territory, the King Cobras.
I used to be a Cobra.
You?
Yeah. They used to call me Turk. That gang goes back about 30 years. Listen, do they still hang out down at that, what is it, Pete's?
Yeah, you can find them there any night. Except now they own the place.
Hello, Miss Dunnett.
Hi, Mr. Freeman. Hi. Why don't you join me?
Good. Listen, that looks good.
It is delicious. You ought to try some. Mm-hmm.
Miss Duncan, how's your son Shorty doing?
Oh, Shorty's doing just fine. He got a job now, making good money. In fact, he just bought me a color television set.
Well, I hear that he's not only running numbers, pushing drugs. Hey, he's hooked.
No, he ain't no real junkie. Sure, he shoots up now and then. But I don't think he got no more than about a $20 or $30 a week habit. And that ain't no habit.
Well, did you ever think that he could end up in jail?
Not unless somebody turned the heat on in the precinct. And then I can't hardly see why they'd be after Shorty, because he ain't into it that much.
Shorty ever think about finishing at least high school?
No. He don't want no parts of school. You know how them teachers are.
Well, without an education, what's he going to do?
Mr. Freeman, you know. Ain't nothing out there for us. But right out there in those streets where Shorty is.
How you doing, Shorty?
Hey, Ted.
I just saw your mother inside the restaurant.
Yeah, I just saw him on the way down and lay some bread on.
Shorty, word is on Vine to turn. You're not making your payoff to the cops.
That's the rumor, Ted.
You mind if I give you a little advice?
No, go ahead.
Why don't you just quit dealing all together?
Oh, man, you know I can't do that, Ted. It's a pilot.
Do you ever stop to think what would happen in these streets if we cut off the flow of drugs altogether? White folks control your neighborhood through drugs and you dealing.
So what you gonna do now? Give me a sermon?
Daniel! No sermon, Shirley. I just thought I'd ask.
Talk to you.
No talk. Social worker. You better split.
You know who I am?
Yeah, Flunky. We know who you are.
Let's go out in the alley. This won't take long.
You don't want to go out there, Ben. That's the way you want to go. Right now.
Us a piece too.
Shut up and listen. The big time badass cobras popping away at the pigs from the rooftops during the riots last summer. Oh yeah, I know what you was hinting. With 22 rifles and pistols, did about as much damage as a mosquito to an elephant's ass. What'd you expect to hit from that range with those weapons at night? You might as well have thrown the damn pieces at the pigs. You really want to mess with Whitey? But I can show you how. I can show you how. Twist the walls to make contact and throw the switch.
Come on with it. Come on with it. Bring it on here. Easy. Easy now. Take your time. Slowly, baby.
Touch it off. Yeah.
All right. I'll operate the ignition by remote control. Thank you. Then drop it. Now. Get on out of here.
That's it. Elbow up. The other elbow on the next piece. That's it. Parallel. That's it. That's it. What's wrong, Willie?
You don't mess around like a high school chemistry class. Man, anybody can make explosives like this.
Okay, Willie. You go order some plastic and detonators from Marshall Fields. Everything on this table can be obtained easily from a drugstore, a hardware store, or medical supply house. If we can get sophisticated equipment, we'll use it. But we don't rely on it. We live off the land. We match technology with spontaneity and improvisation. Men against machines, brains against computers. Now, if you don't think it can work, you check out Algeria, Kenya, Korea, and Iran. Can you dig it?
I understand that. That's cool.
You find out in the country how difficult range estimation is. But in the city, the problem's simplified. A city block is 250 yards north to south, 150 yards east to west. And lampposts are a standard 30 yards.
So we got reference points all over.
Right. And since the buildings act as a funnel for the wind, you can fire on zero windage. Now, run it down to the sniper teams, and I'll be in my pad all night if you need me.
Cool, Ted.
Okay.
How's the new job coming along?
It's, all right.
All right. The word's out in the grapevine how much money you're making.
Well, nothing's changed about the gig, except the bread.
But I used to know you when you thought making money was obscene. Making a contribution was your thing.
Well, there's no reason why I can't do both.
That's what I used to try to tell you, but you wouldn't listen. Since the war on poverty, all the social workers are making money.
Everyone except poor.
Now, that's the old ad. But you have changed. Maybe I should have waited.
Well, too late to talk about that now. You already have a husband.
Yeah. After a fashion. He goes his way, and I go mine. By the way, Dawson's back in California.
Dawson? How are you doing?
Okay.
This is Peter Dawson, Anena, Sylvia.
Are you?
I came down to see you. And we're going to have a drink. Can you get over with us a bit? Well, if you can, okay? Come on, girls.
Right. Hey, Peter.
How come you always offer to pay me like the 50 you owe me when we're about to be stuck up?
Because I'm good to you. Trust me. Hey, listen.
Hey, if any, Okay.
What are you in?
Cognac.
So how you been, Dunny?
Okay.
George tells me that you were in California?
Yeah, I conducted a 15-week seminar on inner-city riot control.
What's that?
Well, it has to do with the Chicago Police Department's approach to street gangs.
And they sent you?
Oh, better. Five-year warlord of the Apaches.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. I'll tell you, this is an ex-hoodlum turn cop.
Thank you.
always do that for your friends who you discovered.
And the new ones.
Tell me about this new job.
The next stage of your training program is to learn how to steal.
Yes, sir. I know. You're all experts
in stealing from your black brothers and sisters. Now you will learn how to steal from the enemy. Remember, a black man with a mop, tray, or broom in his hand can go damn near anywhere in this country. And a smiling black man is invisible.
The president of Chicago Edison's collective pipes. Stud, you will rip off the president's pipes while he's in his office.
Talk to you, Willie. The brothers tell me you're right.
Yeah?
Good. We need a propagandist. So you're the Minister of Information. I want you to set up a group and use whoever you want.
Okay. What you want, like some posters, music, poetry?
Anything. Just as long as you talk to the people in the language that they understand.
I know about six of the cats I can use. You know, it's a lot of waste of talent, the Cobras.
Good, let's use it. And give me an outline in 2 weeks?
Mm. 1 week, man. I ain't no problem.
Beautiful. I understand you're still registered at the university.
Well, you know I gotta take a few courses each semester, man. Get that bread coming from home.
You ever intend to get a degree?
And now what do I need with a status symbol?
That's all it is to you.
For a black man in this country? I mean, now what else is it?
You know how my grandmother learned to read?
No, huh?
Along with me. You remember those reading premises?
Dick and Jane? Yeah.
When I first got into those books, my grandmother used to wait for me to come home from school so she could help me with my reading. And she would follow the whole thing, line for line. And one day, I don't know why, I just read a line wrong. And I realized she couldn't read. And I went into the bathroom and I locked the door. And I cried. And every day after that, I ran home so that my grandmother could help me read. And man, first time I saw her really read. Get your education, boy, she used to say. Because that's the only thing the white man can't take away from you. And she was right.
No, I can't figure you, man.
What's the figure?
I mean, what are you in this for? You want power, you want revenge, you know? What is it?
It's simple, Willie. I just want to be free. How about you?
So do I. And I hate white folks.
Hate white folks? This is not about hate white folks. It's about loving freedom enough to die or kill for it if necessary. Now you're gonna need more than hate to sustain you when this thing begins. Now if you feel that way,
You're no good to us, and you're no good to yourself. You ever kill a man, Willie?
No.
I have, in Korea.
And when you spill a man's guts in the gutter, you see how fast hate disappears, unless you like killing, and I don't think you will.
Now, some of the Cobras will. Stud will.
Why Stud?
Because he's a killer. He doesn't know it yet, but he is.
I have another job for you, Willie.
What's that?
We need money. So I have a bank job, Case. The only thing about it is I can't have the job connected with the Cobras.
How are you going to do that?
We use Red Beans, Benny Rooster, Paul Monte, JT, Johnny, and Tom. And you lead the team.
All the yellow niggas, right? Look, man, I am tired of that. I am not passing. I am black. Do you hear me, man? Do you understand? I am black. I'm a nigga. Do you understand me? I was born black. I live black. And I'm gonna die probably because I'm black. Because some cracker that knows I'm black better than you, nigga, is probably gonna put a bullet in the back of my head.
Stick up. Get your hands up. Move. Get on the wall. Move. Get on the wall.
Get up.
Now, move. Put your hands up. Hands up.
Of a southwest Chicago bank. Bank authorities estimate the theft to be in excess of $300,000. The men have been described by eyewitnesses as six Caucasian males between the age of 20 to 30. Police warn that these men are armed and dangerous.
Recruitment and training group ready?
Had their final exams last week.
Transportation set?
They make two moves before they reach their final destination. Check for tails along the way. Pick up instructions as they go along.
Logistics?
There'll be $500 in new identification papers waiting for them when they reach the other end. After that, they live off the street.
And when they get there?
Locate and identify a gang like the Cobras. Set up training, a chain of command, organization, and a very tight discipline.
And?
No junk.
Good. I want the men assigned to Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Detroit, New Orleans, and Los Angeles to move out within 10 days.
Man, they got some bad brothers in New Orleans.
You got that right. And stagger the rest of them over the next month. There'll be monthly reports until they make contact and weekly reports after that. Now, if they get busted in the street hassle, they recruit in prison and we replace them. Any questions?
Go, Malcolm.
Go to the basket.
Hey, man. I just got off duty, so I just stopped by this.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Hey, Joy.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Okay.
How's the family?
Oh, just fine.
Good,
fine.
Good.
Hey, freebie, I think my oldest boy's going to be an athlete.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, man. You remember the move I used to make coming off the baseline?
Yeah.
Well, he's got it, man. He's got it. The head and shoulder fake and everything. Man, I didn't teach him that move. You know, I went to the game the other day, and there it was. Reminded me of myself 20 years ago.
I'd like to see that. Next time you go to the game, take me along.
That's a bet.
Okay.
How's Arlene?
Just fine. She's back in school at nights, and she got a master's last year. Now she's going for a PhD.
Any chance of you two getting back together again?
I don't think so. I mean, it's not easy, being the wife of a cop.
Say, hey, Jug's in town. How about us catching a set?
The three of us? Like old times?
Hey, I'm sorry, but I have really got to go home.
Oh, boo.
Listen, we'll make it early next week, okay?
Okay. Can't cut it loose, can you?
No. And she knows me too well.
Okay. Have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
For me?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, let me get this coat on. We go down and maybe we catch two sets.
Okay. Then we have a nightcap and a late dinner at the Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've cut out all this fooling around and go see these two chicks that I came over to tell you about before I found out the joy was here.
Ah, yes. Splendid. What happens in an underground organization when the first and second in command are either killed or captured? Daddy?
Each man is trained to handle positions three steps ahead of him in grade. The operations officer moves up and takes command, and everyone else moves up two grades.
Good. Now, we're almost ready.
We ain't no junkies.
From now on, everybody gonna think you are. You put needle marks in your arms and you keep them fresh. And no pig is gonna bust you for the things that we'll be doing as long as you got those tracks.
All right. Yeah. That's really hip, yeah. Man. During the daytime, we be nodding. Nighttime, we get out there and do it.
We are gonna get our own. Stop begging for crumbs.
How?
What we got now is a colony. But what we want to create is a new nation. In order to do that, we got to pay a different kind of dues. Freedom dues.
Yeah, right on.
Now, according to Mr. Charlie, we have never paid any dues. You dig those plantation movies on television?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No chains. No whips.
Yeah.
Bunch of happy darkies just waiting on Master Charlie and his family and digging it.
Like it's fun. Like it's fun.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. It's Colonel Beauregard come home from the war.
My faithful retainer, George. The war is over. And we lost. You're not a slave anymore, George. You're free.
Free, Master? Is that bad, Master? I go on to die?
You're free, George. You can leave the plantation.
I'm gonna stay with you.
But I can't pay you, George. The carpetbaggers mortgage the plantation.
Oh, don't let that worry you none. Well, I wouldn't know what to do with no money. And don't let that mortuary thing worry you either. Everything's gonna be all right.
Bless you, George. George, sit down, George.
Master? Master? Master?
You have just played out the American dream.
Yeah.
And now we're going to turn it into a nightmare.